This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Angry demonstrators carried their protests over the death of George Floyd into a sixth evening in cities across the United States on Sunday, raising the prospect of renewed confrontations with police seeking to enforce overnight curfews. Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, Detroit, and Philadelphia are among the major cities that have imposed orders banning marchers from the streets after dark. The governors of Texas and Virginia have imposed states of emergency. Fires, vandalism, looting, and violence, much of it aimed at police, have flared over the last five nights. The marchers, black and white, are showing their anger, not just at what they say is harsh police treatment of black men and women, but at systemic racism in the United States. The demonstrations began in Minneapolis, where George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, died after being handcuffed, face down, with a police officer's knee on the back of his neck for more than 8 minutes. Midnight violence erupted within two blocks of the White House Saturday night while U.S. Park Police, the Secret Service, and the National Guard used pepper spray to defend a perimeter around nearby Lafayette Square. The vandals smashed the windows of numerous businesses within blocks of the White House. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said on television Sunday that protesters have a right to exercise their First Amendment rights, but not to destroy our city. She spoke Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump is praising the National Guard for doing what he calls a great job in responding to protests. In tweets Sunday, Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos. Trump said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The Anti-Defamation League describes Antifa as a collection of groups that take aggressive opposition to far right-wing movements. VOA News. U.S. health officials are warning there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the United States in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions and almost impossible during a demonstration. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz told AP, "I will continue to stress because it seems like a lifetime ago. We are still in the middle of a pandemic." Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom noted that the pandemic is also affecting racial minorities at a higher rate. She added that anyone who was at a protest in Atlanta this weekend should be tested for coronavirus. With more than 1.7 million coronavirus infections, the United States has more cases than any place else in the world. It has lost more than 100,000 people to the coronavirus in the United States. Somali officials say 9 civilians were killed and 10 others were wounded in a roadside bomb explosion outside Mogadishu on Sunday. The blast from an improvised explosive device hit a bus transporting civilians from Mogadishu to the town of Wanluwain, 90 kilometers west of the capital. The Somali government says Al-Shabaab is responsible for the attack. The regional governor told VOA that 7 victims died on the spot while 2 others died in hospitals. He said there were a total of 22 people in the bus. Only 3 escaped unharmed. Last week, 14 government soldiers were killed in 2 separate IED attacks in Middle Shabelle and Lower Shabelle regions. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both of those attacks. Afghan officials said Saturday a bomb exploded and killed a journalist and a driver of a private television channel in Kabul. 6 other people were injured. The victims were employees of Khurshid TV. They were traveling on a minibus when an improvised explosive device attached to the vehicle went off during the afternoon rush hour. The Afghan Journalist Safety Committee, a Kabul-based media monitoring group, also condemned the deadly bombing, demanding authorities bring the perpetrators to justice. Tropical storm Amanda has killed at least 7 people in El Salvador, according to the country's interior minister. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Amanda or its remnants are expected to produce rain totals of 25 to 38 centimeters across El Salvador, southern Guatemala, western Honduras, and the Mexican states of Tabasco and Veracruz. And Israel's defense minister has apologized for the Israeli police's deadly shooting of an unarmed Palestinian man who was autistic. Benny Gantz, who's also Israel's alternate prime minister under a power-sharing deal, made the remarks Sunday at the weekly meeting of the Israeli cabinet. The shooting of the 32-year-old Palestinian in Jerusalem's Old City on Saturday has drawn broad condemnation. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.